Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your presence with us this morning, God, and that we can come and gather in your name and worship and just sing praises, God, to be reminded of your goodness and your faithfulness, your invitation to all to come to you if we're weary and burdened, and Jesus says, I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God, thank you that you extend that invitation to us at all moments, at all times. No matter what we're going through, that we can come to you, even especially if we're struggling. If it's been hard, or if we've fallen or failed, that the invitation is to come, and that you're going to help us, you're going to walk with us, that your yoke is easy, your burden is light. So God, we come to you this morning, we worship you, we praise you. We want to take time this morning to lift up to you the needs of our church body. We pray for those who may be struggling with illness or with injury. Be near to them, God. May they know your strength and your healing power in their lives. We pray for those who may be struggling in relationships. Maybe there's a strained or broken relationship with someone they're close to. And God, we're grateful that you're near the brokenhearted. And God, we ask that you bring about reconciliation and healing. And Lord, draw near to those who may have other kinds of burdens. They can be so many and so varied. And God, we're grateful that no matter what we go through, that you're with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And God, we want to take time this morning to pray for the needs of our community and our world. Thank you for giving us the calling to be your ambassadors, your representatives, your salt and light in our home, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces. Help us to be faithful, hopeful, and point people to you, because you are the hope of the world. And so, God, we're grateful. We pray for the needs of those that in Nebraska and Iowa were struck by tornadoes yesterday. Lord, that you may help them in their recovery. And we're grateful that no one was killed as a result of those. But pray for recovery in those locations, those communities. God, thank you so much for your great love for us, your overwhelming love. Again, that you call us to you. And even when the places where we failed, you run out and meet us in those places. So God, we offer this and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. I want to invite our ushers to come forward now to receive our morning offerings. As they come forward, just a reminder, as Melissa said, you can drop your connections card in the offering bag with your gift. And then also, if you're somewhat new to First Covenant, if you haven't been to our Connections Center, we invite you to take the card and go there after the service. Again, we have a gift, and we want to have a chance to greet you and say thanks for coming this morning. Hey, as we're receiving the offering this morning, we're going to be sharing a video with you from one of our missionaries, Max McClure. We've been focusing on global missions this month, and so we've got this video from Max, and we want to highlight that and show that to you right now.
Hey, First Covenant Church, we're excited to have Max McClure on Zoom recording today. We're going to be talking to him. He's one of our mission partners, and just wanted to give Max an opportunity to give our church an update, especially this month as we're looking at global missions, and just excited that Max is one of our partners. So, Max, can you just give us a little bit of an update about who and where you're serving currently?
Yeah, so the where, I'll start with that. It's about 45 minutes from Prague, so I serve in this, for the people who really like maps, in the Central Bohemian District, or a couple hours drive from different prisons. So I've worked with Prison Fellowship mostly, and so we serve prisoners and their families, but also guards and victims of crime as well.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. And so maybe share with us a little update about how you've seen God at work, maybe in the past year, either through you or through others as you've been serving.
Sure. So I had one that was quite surprising for me this year. Basically, it didn't look like it was a good thing at first. Our club for released prisoners and caretakers of prisoners' children had to move to a new place. We didn't know it at the time. We thought we should stay and continue with status quo. But we kept having this weird experience with this neighbor who was very rude to us, and the Salvation Army that hosted us there was kind of having some miscommunications with them. And so we were kind of feeling like, why is this happening? What's going on? We got double booked. So the space wasn't actually available for us, and we had to meet outside in the cold with the caretakers. And then the very rude neighbor found us, and we were hiding from the rain in that space where it's technically his buildings. And so he was very rude to us and wanted us to go out into the rain and wait there instead. And so that was kind of where it came to, we had to make a decision, and that was the impetus for change, and we really needed that. And so that's kind of where I saw God moving, is in a church in Prague that saw our need, just responded to our email and said, hey, we actually have a space that you could use. And then we were looking up their website, and it said, we're looking to help people who are trafficked, for homeless, and for people who are kind of, you know, really overlapping with prisoners and their families and this group that we're serving. And so we're like, wow, we're the ideal client for you guys. And so that's how we found this new space that has, you know, everything that we didn't have before. And so it's almost like the new place was too nice for us. We're like kind of nervous, actually, that maybe this is too nice, but it's so nice to have that space where we can all sit down and everybody can have a seat at the table. So that's a big deal for us. Not that the volunteers are standing and our clients are sitting and we're serving them. It's better for us to all be together around the same table. So that's definitely something that God provided this past year. I've been really thankful for that.
Well, that is an awesome testimony about how God's been at work and in an opportunity you weren't sure how it was going to work out. So that is really cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. Hey, we want to ask, we always ask in these kinds of conversations, how can we be praying for you?
Basically, we received a grant. This is just another thing that kind of hot off the press. And we're going to be able to build our capacity for prisoners' kids, basically, in and around Prague. But we don't have a full team yet for that, since we've been doing that on small scale. But this is going to help us kind of build it out. So just praying for the right people to kind of have that same impetus for change like we had with the club. You know, this, I need to do something like this. I feel God giving me the push, the nudge to do something. And so I see the pieces of that coming together, but you can definitely pray for it all to come together, because we'll need a bigger team. And I also just want to say thanks for praying for wedding prep. This last couple of weeks has been a little more intense, but it's been going pretty well. And also just thanks for praying that we've got a thriving marriage and be able to enjoy the life together. So we're really thankful for that, and we're glad that we could meet you this last summer in person. So thanks for the time, too.
Hey, Max, we're so grateful for just this brief conversation by Zoom, and I'm excited for you and for your fiancé. You guys are going to be getting married. You will be married by the time the video plays. And excited how God's using both of you in the ministry that he's called you to, and we're thankful for the partnership that we get to be in with you as you serve. And as you guys fulfill that calling that God's placed in your lives. God bless, Max.
So we've been highlighting global missions all month. And so Max is one of our partners. He grew up in this church and now serving the Czech Republic. And I want to just highlight, we've got prayer booklets that highlight all 20 of our international and international mission partners. If you haven't picked one up yet, we encourage you to do that and be praying for these global partners. They really value our prayers, your prayers, and so it's great. It's got all their prayer requests and the things that they're seeking God for. And those booklets are by the church office on the table. And I want to take a moment and pray for Max, just as we asked him, what can we be praying for you? Let's pray for him. Heavenly Father, thanks for Max and for this just ministry update and just the ways you're working, for the calling you've placed in his life and how he's living out that calling as he's serving with Prison Fellowship and ministering to prisoners and their families. And what a great opportunity, some challenges there as well, but what a remarkable opportunity. Thank you for this new space that they're able to meet at, that you met their need and answered their prayers, and it's even better than they could have imagined, and grateful for the way that you provided for them. Praying for this ministry grant that they received, that you helped them to maximize this gift, to just as effectively as possible minister to prisoners and their families. And then also just pray for Max and his fiance. They're newly married as of last week, and just pray that you bless their relationship, their marriage, especially as they're serving together in the Czech Republic. And so, God, we lift them to you and pray in Christ's name. Amen.
The scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name